Guys, welcome back, and thanks for coming in for another episode. This thing needs a name, so you can either write some suggestions or, you know, maybe I'll put the question out on Twitter or Instagram. But either way, if nobody comes up with something, then, you know, I'm going to go with the Badass Minute or something that sounds like it wasn't even trying. But this thing needs a name, so let's get that sorted out. But for today, I want to bring up the topic of icebreakers. It occurs to me that nothing we do, like when you think of agile games, they're rarely pointless. Like every game has something that they're trying to drive home, some kind of revelation. And so when you think of icebreakers, when you walk into a room and meet a new team or you meet new clients or what have you, we want to make sure that those conversations aren't meaningless either. Like icebreakers are great, but they should be moving towards some kind of goal. So there's two kinds of goals. One is just break the ice and make people comfortable. But the other one is perhaps more interesting, which, you know, in the episode I do on building trust with beer too, I always like to ask questions about people's purpose, because if they have thought about it, that's great, and you want to know what it is. If they haven't thought about it, you want to inspire them to do so. So let me give you some examples of icebreakers that you can use. And I tried this with a team at a Lean Coffee this week, and it was well received. So you can try these for just regular icebreakers. There's some great questions that I pulled from a board game and have adapted them slightly. So here's some examples. What's your most prized possession and why? What's your best purchase for under $100? What person that is no longer with us do you wish you had met and why? What conversational subject makes you lose track of all time? Who inspires you and why? Or what's the hardest you've laughed that you can remember and why? Again, with all the questions, you want to ask why, right? To get people to probe and explain why things are meaningful to them. Here's a good one. What book or movie changed your life and why? Now, that one gets into the territory of asking questions that help people think about their purpose or reveal their purpose. Here's some better examples of that category, and I use this for new teams. You're going to be working with these people every day, so you need levers and information that you can use to build trust as your relationship with them evolves. So here's some examples of ones you use with your team. What would you do if you won the lottery? What would you do if you had a month to live, or a week to live, or a year to live? What would you like more or less of in your life? What do you lose sleep over? For whom are you most grateful, or for what are you most grateful? If you could change anything in the world, what would it be? What is worth fighting for, and when did you last fight for it? And what is in your way, and what would it take for you to take action towards your goals? So these questions obviously reveal more about people and their purpose and their values, and that's why you want to get to these ones. Now, word of caution, whichever icebreaker you use, make sure that it's worded in the positive. So avoid questions like, you know, what things make you sad, or what kinds of things are you unhappy with about your life? You want to remove those, because then the conversation has a tendency to go dark, which you don't want. So I hope these icebreakers help you. And thanks for tuning in, guys. Don't forget, worldwideweb.badassagile.com. On Twitter, I'm at @badass_agile. On Instagram, I'm @badassagile. Have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you next time.